Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, glad you could join me on a beautiful but hot and muggy Monday. Mostly sunny skies today. High's going to hit 94. Cloudy tonight with a low near 70. And then Tuesday, the heat wave continues. Sunny skies with a high near 95. So you're going to want to do your best over the next few days to stay as cool as you can. It is going to be hot and humid. Not expecting the temperatures to break until later this week into the weekend. Beautiful summer skies out there, though, mostly sunny skies. And that's even great for the Millersport Sweet Corn Festival, which kicks off on Wednesday with the Grand Parade. The 77th Millersport Sweet Corn Festival takes place August 28th through August 31st. But it's going to be hot, so if you're going to head down there, make sure you've got plenty of water. Bring some sort of shade with you. But it's going to be a great week for the Millersport Sweet Corn Festival. Later this morning, we'll be joined by Deb Dingus, Executive Director of the United Way of Licking County. They've got their big week of caring coming up, plus their campaign kicks off. So a lot going on with the United Way of Licking County, and we'll hear from Deb Dingus in just a few moments. Hard to believe, but high school football kicked off over the weekend. We had Licking Valley and Sheridan Friday night. The Panthers get a big win, and then Saturday night we had Newark Catholic and Bishop Reedy. The Green Wave got off to a fast start, but weren't able to sustain that as Bishop Reedy got the win against Newark Catholic. It was just hard. Rennie and I were both joking about, can you believe it's high school football already? It just seems like we were calling the baseball the Heath State Championship games, but here we are doing high school football. And speaking of the Licking Valley game, and we've heard from Coach Randy Boffman throughout the morning, they did a great job out there, as they always do at Valley, honoring Doug Nethers, who passed away. And I had a chance to speak with Coach before the game, and he was just talking about, he goes, Dave, you have no idea how much he did, not only for the football program, but for all Licking Valley sports, how many lives he's impacted with just the small things that he would do on a daily basis to make sure that all of those kids out at Licking Valley sports programs, everything ran smoothly for them. I mean, he filmed all the games, and his coach said, I'm not talking just, you know, the varsity. He's talking all of them, junior varsity, freshman games, all those bitty football games. You would find Doug Nethers out there taking care of business and making sure that those were being done as well. So just a great time as he was out there at Licking Valley. He was known as Mr. Licking Valley, and it was just a wonderful chance on Friday night. They had a moment of silence for Doug Nethers, his family. I saw quite a bit of his family there, so able to take part in that. It was just touching to see, you know, you don't know about these folks who do things in the background. It's always nice when you can honor them and respect them, and Licking Valley did a great job of that on Friday night, honoring Doug Nethers, who passed away earlier this month at the age of 81. So just a wonderful high school football is underway. Millersport Sweet Corn Festival is this week. The following week, you got the newer Kiwanis Fish Fry. So you know you're into fall when those kind of things start, although it's not going to feel like fall. It's going to feel like late summer, the dog days of summer, no doubt, over the next few days with those temperatures in the 90 degrees. And with the heat indexes, you're talking 100. So again, if you have to be outside, please, please drink plenty of water, take breaks. If you're not feeling well, get inside before anything like heat exhaustion or heat stroke were to settle in. We'll take a break. We'll be back. We'll be joined by Deb Dingus, the Executive Director of the United Way of Licking County, next on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back. Speaking now with Deb Dingus, Executive Director of the United Way of Licking County. And Deb, always a pleasure to have you in. I know every week is a busy week for Deb Dingus and the folks at the United Way of Licking County. But, you know, coming up, it's quickly coming up, as a matter of fact, a week of caring in September. But kind of remind folks what the week of caring is all about, what you folks are trying to do in this community.
Yeah, Dave. Each year we host A Week of Caring, and it's an opportunity for people to really give back to the community. It's a week-long opportunity of service projects all around the county, everything from painting to sorting to doing mailings to building ramps, landscaping, you name it. There are needs all around our county. We will link hundreds of volunteers to over 30 some service projects throughout the week. And it's a way that everybody can do something immediately to help improve our community.
You know, it's funny. We've taken part in this the past number of years here at the radio station. And folks are like, well, I don't know if I can do that. I'm like, it's not that hard. I mean, I hate to paint. Seems like Tom Metters every year gets us doing something with painting. But when you get out there and you get all these hands involved in it, it's you're giving back, but it's also a lot of fun. We have a blast doing it. And I see a lot of smiles on people's faces when they're out doing these different things.
It is a lot of fun. And it's a wonderful opportunity to build teamwork. If you want to take out a team of employees from your company or even as a family to have some quality family time together, come out as a group, work together, all for a good cause of helping to improve our community.
And how do you come up with I know you talked about different things that you're going to do, but is it a committee of you who looks at the folks who said, hey, we need help with this? How do you come up with these different projects? Because it's not easy because there's so many things that can be done in this community. How do you come up with these?
We put the call out each year, primarily to our funded partners. And we say, hey, let's encourage the community to give back. We're not only encouraging them every year to give of their donations, but this is another way we're encouraging our community to give back by putting in some sweat equity into the programs that matter the most in our community. And then we put it out broadly to some of our partners in the community when we're at events or we run into people, and then we put the word out there on social media.
Now, I know usually for the Week of Caring, you have a big kickoff event down at Canal Market. I'm assuming it's going to be taking place again this year. Folks have to understand, you know, this isn't like everybody and their uncle come down. This is just for the folks who have said, hey, we're going to do this. And these are some of your partners, correct?
Yeah. On September 13th, we'll be kicking off at the Canal Market. It's an opportunity to come together. We'll have some lunch. We'll have volunteers, a lot of high school students show up that day. We eat lunch, we go out, and we go to our work sites. We give away T-shirts, and we just try to make it a fun filled day. It's also traditionally the day that we put out the call to our community. Hey, donate today to our annual campaign. We always announce what our total amount of pledges are from our board, our staff, our funded partners, and our development team. So we'll be doing that again this year.
And before we get into the campaign, I just want to touch on, you mentioned the high school kids. I don't know about you, Deb, but it just seems like every year there's more and more young people getting involved with volunteerism in our community, be it high school, grade school, middle school, college, at Denison University. Those kids are very involved in the community. Are you seeing that as well, that there are more and more young people who want to give back, who want to volunteer?
I do. I also know, though, it's typically now part of the requirements for graduation, which I think is really fantastic, you know, to help our young people learn about the importance of civic engagement, to be a part of their communities. It's a great way to educate them, and it gives them a sense of pride as well. I know as an employer and many other employers, we look for that sense of pride and ownership and commitment to the community, and knowing that our young people are out there, you know, lifting, you know, a shovel or a paintbrush or whatever it is to give back to our community is just a wonderful thing.
Okay, let's get into the campaign, because people hear about this and, you know, the different ways they can donate. A lot of people will do things through their employer, but, you know, a lot of other people will just make those single donations. How important is this campaign to not only the United Way, but to this community, the folks who really need these dollars?
To state that the campaign is important is an understatement, Dave. Each year we raise dollars across our county. Those dollars go back out to our funded partners that are doing a fantastic job in addressing the most important needs in our community. As you know, the cost of living has went up over the last few years. Folks are really struggling. About 37% of all of the households in Licking County are just struggling every single day to make ends meet. The donors who donate their dollars toward our campaign are really giving back to those households who need an extra hand. And so we encourage everyone to give what they can. Even if they're not giving through their workplace, they can go right on our website and donate to UnitedWayLC.org. It's as easy as that. Any donation, any amount is most appreciated.
You talked about your funded partners. Maybe remind folks of just how many people are funded through the United Way. And you don't have to have them all, but I mean, these are important. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, the Boys and Girls Club. I mean, these are important organizations.
Right. Red Cross, right here. And you've probably heard on the news, the Red Crosses across the country right now are seeing a shortage of blood supplies. Our hospital is supplied by the donations that the Red Cross is able to provide right here in Licking County. The Red Cross does some wonderful programming for our community. Without the Red Cross, many of us could not have the health that we enjoy. So it's organizations like the Red Cross, the YMCA, the Girl Scouts, the Boy Scouts, Mental Health Recovery, Mental Health of America, Whole Living Recovery. I could go on. Salvation Army, New Beginnings, many, many programs that our community relies on to just have a healthy life in our community. They need our support.
You mentioned the 37%, I think. People have heard here lately, I mean, you have been in here and talking about, Corey Stutz has been talking about the Alice Report. Maybe just kind of remind folks of what that is. And that's, you know, something that you can use to say, hey, look, this is why we need these dollars.
Right. Yeah, the Alice Report is a report that our United Way, along with the United Ways across Ohio, across 27 right now states in America, participates in. We've got 15 years worth of data. This report looks at what a survival budget is for a household, and we look at a demographic, it's an acronym, ALICE, it stands for Asset Limited Income Constrained but Employed. We're talking about individuals or families that work full-time jobs, but they still cannot afford the basics in their life. Things like housing, whatever the rent or the mortgage payment might be, food, utilities, transportation, health care, daycare. Those are just the basics that an individual or a family needs just to be able to survive. And those costs are continuing to go up much quicker, much higher than the costs associated with a working wage. So there's a disparity. The actual number of households in our county, individuals in our county, is 37% of our population is living in the ALICE demographic and below. Now, the bottom 10% of that 37% actually fall in the federal poverty guideline. The federal poverty guideline limits, though, really haven't been increased to keep up with the cost of living in decades. So we're seeing a slight decrease in those people living in the federal poverty guideline, and those folks qualify oftentimes for federal subsidies and helps, while the ALICE demographic, those people that are above the federal poverty guideline, again, making up 27% above the federal poverty guideline, aren't eligible for subsidies and those assistance programs. That's where the not-for-profit ecosystem in each community really comes into play. Again, these are people who are working full-time jobs, going to school. They just need that extra help and assistance in many areas. As one ALICE person said, they live at the mercy of philanthropy and market wages every day just to live.
And I want people to hear that. I mean, it's sad in the fact that they have to do that. But the other part about that is, Deb, is we're in a community that is willing to open its arms and give back to folks. But boy, I just can't imagine every day working like that. Thank God we don't have to worry about that. But every day knowing, okay, I'm a flat tire away. I'm one medical condition away. I'm one mental health issue away from somebody in my family that is going to put us maybe on the streets. For those folks who get up every day and have to deal with that, a hat's off to them, because That can be so wearing on somebody's mental health. I just can't imagine.
And that's true. We've seen an increase also in mental health issues, particularly since the pandemic. Not only did we have the pandemic, but we also had issues related to inflation. This ongoing, persistent, day-to-day stress is also another form of trauma. So when you think about it, we have 37% of the population right here in Licking County who live with a low-lying, persistent, nagging, stressful trauma in their life every day because they wonder, you know, am I going to be able to pay for the medication today, or am I going to be able to afford the gas? How am I going to pay for the medical bill? My kid needs, you know, shoes, those kinds of things. And you have to worry about it every single day creates a level of trauma and mental health and physical disease within a person's life.
And that's the reason I think Week of Caring is so fantastic, because it gives folks who maybe aren't afflicted with any of these issues, it gives them a chance to get out and see there are people in our community who are hurting. And that's why I think if you can get involved with Week of Caring, anybody, I don't care what it is you do, you're going to see what happens in this community. And then that dovetails back into the campaigns, because you never know. You may get a couple of volunteers and go, well, I didn't know this problem was this. Here's $5. Here's $10. And people all the time think you got to make that big donation. And Deb, I say no. Every little penny. Now, look, you want to give $1,000. I don't think you're going to tell them no. But if they want to give $1 or $10, you'll be happy to take it.
Absolutely. You know, think about that cup of coffee that you're going to go out and buy. And if you set the cost of a cup of coffee aside out of your paycheck, you're right? And if everybody did that, wow, what a difference that could make. Actually, proportionally, Dave, it's the folks that are working, the lower wage jobs in our community that are regularly doing that. That's how United Way makes most of its donations. It's every individual, every employee who gets it and who decides, I can do something. It doesn't have to be that big dollar amount. However, we'll take it. You want to give me $1 million, we'll take it. But if you are working that day-to-day job and you get it and you want to help somebody else and you want to pay it forward, then donate that $5 out of your paycheck, each paycheck. It will go a very long way in making a difference in somebody's life. Because you don't know, Dave, when that could be you, could be somebody else in your family that needs that little extra help just to get by day to day. Again, 37%. That's a high number.
It's a scary number.
In Licking County.
It's a scary number. You know, I tell my two young sons who are you know, young men now, I'm like, when you think that you have it bad, believe me, there is somebody else out there that needs a hand up more than anybody. And, you know, a lot of people think, oh, it's just a handout. No, it truly is for a lot of folks a hand up. They don't want to be in that position. Yeah. They want to be where they can make the donation.
Yeah. You know, it's the other scary trend that we're seeing with this demographic, Dave, is our senior population. And I'll tell you firsthand, I've got guardianship for my aunt and uncle, 88 years old. You know, she hasn't worked for a good 20 years or more. Took her to the doctor the other day. Then we went over to the pharmacy. $327 for one medication out of pocket. Right? While the taxes on their house that they, you know, they're not making any more money, they're on a fixed income, is went up like 40%. So then you look at food, then you look at, you know, the rent, and then you look at prescription costs, and you look at transportation, and you're like, this just doesn't seem right.
No.
At 88 years old, our seniors should not have to get up and worry, are they going to eat or take their medicine?
No, that's the golden years. They should be laying back, relaxing, and spoiling their grandkids. I'm with you 100%. Real quick, if folks want more information on how they can make a donation, how they can volunteer, what do they need to do?
Yeah, simply get in contact with us at United Way LC. You can go right onto our website. You can sign up to volunteer. If you want to make a donation, again, go to UnitedWayLC.org, and they can make a donation right through our webpage. It's as easy as that. If their workplace is running an annual campaign, talk to your boss and say, hey, how do I contribute to the United Way annual campaign? Maybe your company isn't running a campaign. How can we run a campaign? It's as easy as that. We'll take your money in any form or fashion, cash or check or change. Bring your piggy bank in. But we need everybody. Give something to the United Way campaign this year. It'll really help to make a difference.